Some people's lives unfold in the most unusual ways. In 1970, the only things Violet Hawkins wanted for her 18th birthday were to escape the Dayton, Ohio foster care system in which she'd been raised and to make her way to San Francisco. There, she hoped to enjoy a mellow lifestyle and find the love that had always been absent in her life. Though she made it to San Francisco easily enough, she soon discovered she couldn't afford a clean, safe place in which to settle down. At first, it hadn't seemed to matter. Caught up in the excitement and freedom of living in a large city where free love and openness to so many things reigned, she almost forgot about eating and sleeping. One couch, one futon was as good as any other, as long as grass or other drugs were available, and others didn't mind giving her a place to sleep. But after spending 4 months there, the dollars she'd carefully saved, which had seemed so many in Dayton, were nothing but a mere pittance in a city where decent living was too expensive for her. She took to wandering the streets with her backpack until she came upon a friendly group willing to give her a sleeping space inside or a bite to eat. One June day, feeling discouraged, she'd just sunk down onto the steps outside a row house when a young man emerged. He smiled down at her.
Tired?
She was more than tired. She was exhausted and hungry. Looking for work. I need to eat. He gave her a long, steady, blue-eyed look.
What's your name?
Violet Hawkins, but call me Letty.
His eyebrows shot up.
With all that red hair, no flowery name for you?
She shook her head. She'd always hated both her hair and her name. The red in her hair was a faded color, almost pink, and the name Violet indicated a delicate flower. She'd never had the luxury of being the least bit frail. He sat down beside her and studied her.
You don't look like the hippie type. What are you doing in a place like this?
On my 18th birthday, I left Dayton, Ohio to come here. It sounded like a great plan, all this freedom.
How long have you been here?
4 months. I thought it would be different. I don't know, easier maybe.
He got to his feet.
How about I fix you a sandwich, and then I'll tell you about a job, if you want it. It's at a vineyard in Oregon. I'm heading there later today.
Her glance slid over his well-built body, rugged facial features, and clean, shoulder-length, light brown hair. He didn't fit into the usual crowd she'd been with, which made her cautious.
Who are you, and why would you do this for me?
Kenton Chandler.
His lips curved into the same warm smile he'd given her earlier.
I'm heading to Oregon, and frankly, I could use the company. Keeps me from falling asleep.
Yeah? And what is this vineyard?
He shrugged.
A couple of years ago, my dad bought a small inn with 75 acres in the Willamette Valley south of Portland. He's planted most of the land with grapes. He doesn't know that much about making wine and wants me to learn. That's why I'm in San Francisco. I've been working at a vineyard in Napa Valley just north of here, learning the ropes.
He grinned.
Or maybe I should say learning the vines.
What kind of sandwich?
She asked, warming toward him in his wacky humor. Her stomach rumbled loud enough for them both to hear it.
How does ham and Swiss sound?
He said, giving her a knowing look.
Okay,